Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Welcome, welcome to Freelancing with Faith YouTube channel and podcast later on, di ba? We are Connie and Belle, and we're here to share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as our boss, di ba? Ayan. So if you haven't done so yet, don't forget to subscribe, hit that like button na rin, icon, and then share nyo na rin, lalo na sa mga taong pwedeng makinabang. Eh, free naman ito, why not share it with them, di ba? Ayan. So, ikaw naman, Sis Belle, kumusta naman?
Eto. parang habang tumatagal, parang kulang yung 24/7. Alam mo yun, sis, nakaka-relate ka pa doon?
Ang ipin. Pwede lang di matulog, eh, no?
Oo. Oh, parang yun, parang na babalik na naman ako dun sa sinasuggest mo. Maghanap ka na kasi ng VA. Malapit na. Sana kaya ko.
Yes. Sa mga gusto magka-experience diyan, pwede. You're welcome to contact us. Pwede natin pag-usapan 'yan. Yes. And we will give you syempre ng magandang feedback and things to improve if you want. But in a way, para makatulong naman kami. Ayan, so, meron kaming special, very, very special guest ngayong gabi. Yes. Kaano yan, kasama ko to sa tribe, sa the Freelance Movement Tribe. At si Sis Belle mag-i-introduce, sasabihin niyo. Napakahaba niya.
Sobrang blessed na naman tayo tonight. Kasi isa to talaga sa mga challenges ko. Hindi ako magaling na writer. Kaya lagi akong talagang saludo ako sa mga email marketers, mga copywriters, kasi yun yung isa sa aking mga weakness. hindi ko forte yan. So our next guest is an email marketing specialist who helps impact-driven coaches and thought leaders using the power of emails. O, diba? Short but sweet. Ang ganda diba? Ang ganda ng bio niya. So without further ado, here's Miss Shimi Hapai.
Yay! Hello!
Hello!
Welcome sa aming channel!
Yes! Thank you po!
Before tayo mag-start sa actual question and answer, no? Shimi, share mo naman sa aming short story mo. Alam ko ang ganda ng story na ito eh. Paiyakin mo nga yung mga...
short lang po. Brief story. Ako naman po ngayon is a freelancer or more specifically known as email. Yun nga sinabi kanina, email marketing specialist. But before, I am an engineer by profession and I chose to pursue this path in my life kasi nga I have dreams na beyond ng corporate world, na beyond the 9-to-5 job. So, ngayon, I'm happy doing this with my clients kasi nga I'm working with impact-driven nga ng mga tao nowadays. And it brings me back to my grassroots before na hindi naman lumaki sa mayamang pamilya. I've worked hard. Grit talaga. It's all about grit. And when I was still in college, talagang I'm a working student. So doon ko na-realize talaga yung value of determination, perseverance. And when I see that sa mga tao, as coaches, as course creators, as thought leaders, I know I want to help these people. Kasi maaaring yung isang katulad ko na Shimi 10 years ago ang ma-influence nila, yung impact nila. So I'm helping them nowadays and that makes my life more meaningful, more than just the monetary, no? It's the fulfillment that we have. And yeah, that's my short story.
Ganda. May you go first.
May follow up ako. Kasi di ba sabi mo engineer. So, yes, ito, medyo personal. Paano nag-react ang family mo nung nag-focus ka na sa freelancing?
Yeah, actually, my family knows my plans. Kasi one of the reason why I pursue this path, more time freedom for myself, no? Kasi wala sa corporate job, is of course to serve din sa ministry. And since we're all part of the same, we are one naman in the church ministry. So, they understand. Kasi nga, it's not all about the money. Kasi when I have enough or a lot of blessings, monetary blessings, it doesn't mean na I'm happy before. Kasi nahanap ko talaga yung mag-serve, to be part of the ministry again. Kasi when I was too busy before doing job, being on duty, I neglect or compromise a lot of my what I usually do before sa church. Pero ngayon, I'm happier kasi I am my own boss. I need to be responsible, but I just need to handle my tasks and nagagawa ko naman yung lahat ng gusto kong gawin nowadays.
Yun. Ako naman sis, turn ko mag-follow-up question. Yung, kasi ang ganda ng bio eh, di ba? Yung ang target clients mo are impact-driven coaches. Yes. Ang ganda. So, was that an intentional na effort on your end na parang nung nag-start ka maging freelancer, alam mo na ba kaagad na ito yung path, na ito yung mga tao na gusto mo makatrabaho in the long run? Yes. Ano ba yun? Instantly ba yun? Or... exploration din.
Actually, the story behind why they became my target market, kasi po before I am a freelancer, I'm also a coach myself. I am, kaklase ko sila. I know their journey. I've been there. I've been helping other people. So nakita ko rin yung struggles nila, yung pain. So I think noon that if I can help my classmates, the people that I've been with, yung network ko, marami na akong network na puro coaches. So, napakadaling mag-interact or mag-engage with them to say that I have something that I can share with you. Gusto mo bang i-try? Let's try it. And if it works, it's great. Sabi ko nga. Kasi it's more about impact talaga, more than the profits. If you can see my profile, it's all about impact to profits. So, magsisimula sa impact mo yan. And being part of that circle, I know that I can help that circle. I know, I've been there. Kaya sila yung closest to my heart. Kaya nung nag-transition ako sa freelancing, ngayon kasi hindi na ako masyado nag-coaching, more of talagang helping some people lang. Select few nowadays, hindi pa talagang yung full blast like before. But when I transition as a freelancer, alam ko na sila yung pinakauna kong matatarget kasi sila yung nasa circle ko eh. Very easy and I know their pain and what their goals are. So, yun po yung story why I am talagang helping impact-driven coaches nowadays.
Galing. Parang yun ang common denominator natin, sis Cons, no? With Shimi, mga coaches, mga nasa personal development, parang ano.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kaya sa mga viewers dyan, if you want to pag nag-iisip ka pa kung sino yung ideal client mo, hindi mo naman kailangan pumunta sa malayo eh. check mo yung circle of network mo, at saka kung saan ka masaya, yun nga, di ba? Ito, impact, di ba? Yung gusto niyang maka-impact ng tao. Hindi impact to, ah. Impact.
Habe! Habe yung joke!
So, yan. Ito na. Medyo formal-formalan tayong tanong. What is a typical day for you as a freelancer?
Mm-hmm. A typical day in my life, of course, I start my day. Diyan, worship time, I pray, and then diretso. I also clean at times. And then after my usual routine, I start na yung may three important tasks for the day. Ginagawa ko yung gusto ko na kagad mag-check ng three important tasks when it comes to my freelancing business. So what are the needle movers for me? What are income generating activities like to connect, to cheerlead, do stuff. And then after taking three MIT or most important tasks, I do then my client tasks. So nowadays I'm handling clients. So I do them until siguro mga 5-6. And then I will be cooking dinner. Mm-hmm. And then tuloy ulit sa gabi. I also have my group. when it comes to sa tribe kasi meron akong ano din, I'm also a tribe leader, so I interact, I gave some time to interact with my tribelet members. And then sa gabi check din ng profile, and then I also do posting nowadays, value posting sa aking mga pages. So ayan, I also set time for that content creation, and then also before I sleep, worship time ulit, and then pray.
Ang galing.
Diba? Ano yung MIT, most important task. O, diba?
Yes.
Madaling tandaan yan. Saka medyo guilty ako dun sa content creation na sinasabi. Ay, may content, may kinocreate naman kami dito sa YouTube channel.
Hindi mo lang pinopromote.
Si bagad. So, ayan. Ito, alam naman namin na, syempre, lalo na pag tayo transition to employment to freelancer, may mga challenges tayo, may mga struggles tayo, di ba? So ang tanong is, what were your struggles when you were starting and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, when I was starting, yung struggle ko talaga is yung belief sa sarili ko, if I can really do it. Kasi being in a technical career as an engineer, wala akong background sa marketing, wala akong background sa freelancing. But buti na lang, I have my mentors. I've learned from the best mentors. And in the process, they taught me about clarity, about the importance of mindset. Kasi kapag hindi mo nabago yon, yung mga basic like mindset, you will be stuck eh. You will be stuck in your rut, yung same rut mo sa life na hindi ko kaya. Baka hindi ko kaya tong skill na to. Because personally, ako naman, hindi yun talaga yung skill ko. Pero I've learned it, I practiced it, and I honed it until I mastered it and gave results. So, slowly, nag-build yung confidence. And again, it all started when I believed in the mentors na tumulong sa akin to be who I am right now. The identity na, kaya mo yan. Kaya mong, kahit anong pagdadaanan mong struggles. Of course, the journey is not easy. Ang daming failures. Pero pag na-build mo na yung strong mindset, you can surpass and survive all those parang mga struggles. So, yun po.
Iba talaga ang support community, no, sis? Talagang malaking talaga factor.
Sobra. Lalo na nung kasi, lalo na sa akin, kasi luma na kasi ako, as in 2011 pa ako nag-start sa VA industry yan. Mm-hmm. Syempre, that time hindi pa maano yung community. I mean, hindi existing masyado, as in...
You're on your own.
Mahirap ma-motivate yung sarili pag ikaw lang mag-isa. So kahit na may mga inaya akong mga friends before, na mga, yun nga, regarding dyan sa pag-work from home, tapos inaya ko rin sila kung saan ako natuto. Medyo hindi sila nakapag-move forward. Bumalik sila sa corporate. Kasi nga, feeling ko, kulang sa sa community, syempre sa support, dahil hindi siya ganun kadali. Talaga. Kaya sobrang laki yung mga newbies. Imagine may ganito pang content YouTube channel, kahit ilang channel pa panoorin nyo. Pag di pa kayo natuto, ewan ko. So, ayan. So, ang next question natin. Siyempre, may mga times naman siguro na parang ayaw mo munang magtrabaho or ayaw mo munang gumawa ng something. So, how do you motivate yourself to work on your business every single day when there are days you feel like quitting na? Ayan.
Yes. So, for me, ano lang naman po, I take a rest. Parang yung me time ko is parang personal time ko rin with God. I pray. And then, since 3 times a week yung church service namin, parang talagang yun yung time for me to leave everything in God's hands. And me serving ulit sa church ministry is also a blessing, big blessing. Kasi nga, ano eh, yun yung other side of me na hindi nakikita ng ibang tao. And I'm happy doing that kasi nawawala yung ano eh, yung thoughts ko dun sa usual workload, usual client work. Ano siya, it's just me serving God and helping mga people nowadays then to learn more about Him. Yun yung talaga yung naging passion ko. So if I feel burnt out, I just create content. Create content na I know at least siguro yung message ko can help other people. And from there, parang gumagaan. Siyempre, pahinga. Do some task na hindi ko usual na ginagawa. Like, manood ng mga stuff na interesting for me. And listen sa mga good music, Christian music. And then, yun. Simple lang po talaga ako. Hindi naman po ako din masyadong ano. So, that for me can release stress. And then, meditate or pray. Very important. Mga breath work nowadays. Natuturin ako sa ibang clients ko kasi they are mga yoga coaches, biohackers, and then I learn from them. So that's a very important part of the day to really just relax and offload. Offload mo yung mga thoughts mo from those that brings you stress, anxiety. Ayun.
Yes.
Yeah. So parang ano, no, inner saka outer kasi yung inner yung meditation and all. Tapos yung outer parang reaching out to people talaga who needs help, iba talaga iba yung effect niya eh. Ma-shake off talaga yung kung ano man yung down feeling na meron ka during the day. Yan. Thank you for sharing.
Ang sarap din ang sinabi niya na ano, nakakatuloy yung pagsaserve niya sa ministry. Kasi yun yung hindi alam ng iba. Na feeling, baka feeling kasi iba, it's an added work, pero hindi. Parang ano yan eh. Yung kung kailangan mo ng breather, di ba? Mas
yes.
Ka.
Yes.
So, speaking of, medyo dito tayo sa faith muna. Since nabanggit mo naman na napaka-importante ng faith, so how has your faith impacted your freelance business?
Yeah, actually, yun nga po, nasabi ko kanina, it's a big thing for me. And it is one of the factors why I decided to be a freelancer. Kasi nga, I want to have more time doing that. And growing up as a Christian, I saw the value of prioritizing God's plan in your life. Kasi pag ako lang, gusto ko lang to, pangarap ko lang to, and then minsan, pinupush ko na siya to the limit. Hindi rin ako nagiging masaya. And then, kasi I know I am made for something greater. And for God's purpose in my life. And I realized freelancing is just a way for me to have more time sa mga bagay na dapat na must na pa-prioritize ko. So, I accepted it. If this is the path na I need to take to have more time, family, sa church ministry because I'm now a choir member. Hindi naman po ako birthday, but I'm here. Being used by God sa kanyang vineyard. And yeah, I'm just happy. And choosing this, I never had any regrets. Kasi nga, sabi ko nga, it's one of the biggest factors. Kaya ako nag-transition as a freelancer and moving sa career, even without a title. Though I'm not using na yung title ko as an engineer nowadays, pero I'm happy naman doing what I love to do and what God set me to do.
Yes,
medyo naka-resonate ako dun sa sinare ni sis, Shimmy sis. Kasi ganun din ako sis, yung parang galing ng IT, may binitawan talagang corporate role. Tapos nung nag-start na akong mag-freelance, tapos na-expose ako, nagkaroon ako ng more time to do ministry work, to serve sa church. Parang ano, 'di ba? Parang ang hirap i-explain ng feeling na parang ito yung freedom na hinahanap.
Yes.
Hinahanap ko pala all this time. Tapos eh kaya si Sis Cons ang biruan namin yan palagi. Kami yung parang ano, yung nahihila kung saan-saan. Rampa lang ng rampa pag kailangan ng servant. Kami yung unang-unang ano, matap kasi kami yung available. We can work around our schedule, so hindi talaga kami natatali sa 9 to 5 na work. So yun yung isa sa blessing and isa sa mga perks ng pagiging freelancer. Na-enjoy namin yung time, freedom. Diba, sister? Sis Cons.
Tama. True. Pero ano, parang misunderstood. Sa umpisa, hindi yun agad yung ma-feel natin. Kasi syempre, nag-start tayo. Syempre, kailangan nating ayusin muna yung sarili natin. So, hindi mo agad ma-achieve yung time freedom to serve. Pero hindi imposible. Sa umpisa talaga mahirap. Lalo na marami sa audience natin na ano, aspiring or beginners. So, pero if ito yung goal mo in the future, Possible yun. Nakita niyo naman kami, oh. Mga nasa music ministry naman pala tayong lahat, ano? Ayan. So, kaya nyo rin gawin yan. Ito. Another question. Meron ka bang favorite Bible verse na nag-inspire sa'yo everyday?
Yeah. Yung Bible verse na I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yan, very, something parang impactful sa aking life. Talagang nakaka-resonate every time pag feeling ko hindi ko kaya. Yung mga dumarating, minsan ang dami na. I also minsan question myself, kaya ko ba itong i-handle? And when blessings come my way, ito yung lagi kong naalalang word. I can do all things through Christ's strength. Na I'm here in this position kasi nga He decided. He put me in this path and I know He will make me victorious in the end. Kasi nga, ano, diba? Kasi sa kanya naman lahat ng kailangan. Ayun po.
Correct. Actually, ako marami rin akong favorite, pero isa yun sa gusto ko rin.
Yeah.
Super excited na super impactful. Ayan.
Yeah.
Ito, next question. Is it important? Kasi ito, minsan magkakaiba tayo ng view dito eh. Ayan. We would like to know, is it important that your beliefs and values should always connect with how you choose clients to work with?
Yes, very important for me. Ngayon, it's part of my qualification process. Kasi nga, ang hirap makatrabaho sa isang client na malayo or not aligned with what you believe in. Kasi it will be a toxic work for you. And kung ako lang, no, I'll rather go with premium experience or clients over premium pay. Yun siya sa akin. Kasi nga, if makaka-work ka sa premium pay, pero every day of your life, you're struggling, parang hindi mo na nakikita yung sarili mo dun sa ginagawa mo, it will be a painful process. Kaya it's okay to start small, think big, start now, and eventually, kahit mag-plant ka ng small seeds of faith right now, small seeds of results, so small seeds of action, one day, mag-harvest ka rin eh, in the future, and that will be a fruitful harvest as long as you've done it intentionally and faithfully.
Minsan, pag ganito nag-i-interview, nakakayumutan ko kung nagtatanong ako eh, kasi gusto ko lang makinig.
Oh, di ba? Nasa first half pa lang tayo, sis, ang dami ng nugget. Oh, wisdom. Nasa first half pa lang eh.
Eh, wala eh. Ito yung kagandahan pag may tinatanong ka. Pero minsan, nakakatulala lang. Yung katulad yan, how you answer your question. Yung, diba, galing lang. Ayan. Pero magpo-pause muna tayo. If you're getting value out of this video, thumbs up nyo na at i-share nyo na sa inyong mga friends. Ayan, teka, meron pa ba tayong tanong? Or diretso na tayo sa kanyang tips. Teka, yes. Feeling ko may na-miss akong question eh. Teka lang, di ko makita eh. Ayan, ito na lang. Do you think na itong freelance business mo is a work or a mission, and then why?
So for me, from the start, I think it is a mission. Kasi sabi ko, it's a God-given mission for me. It's part of His plan for me. And I'm considering each day as a blessing for me to help people. Hindi lahat nakakagawa yon. And for those who are given this task, this is more like a mission. Tama, di ba? You have a vision. When it comes to mission, there's also a vision. And for me, I want to help more than 100 plus impact-driven coaches, thought leaders, change makers. Kasi naman, we want to make this world a better place. And if creating ripples of positive change starts from me through this freelancing business, helping my clients, then again, it will be a mission that I'm happy to pursue hanggang sa aking pagtanda. And it's like an ikigai, yung concept ng ikigai, that I love what I do, I'm getting paid with what I do, and this is something that I do na not hard for me because I've been doing for a lot of clients na before. So yeah, that's like an ikigai, and basically I'm happy doing it, so it's not work. It's more of passion-driven mission.
Diba? Ayan na naman eh.
Yung talaga ang goals. Oo. Yung talaga yung work, hindi mo na siya i-consider as work. Diba? That's the goal.
Yes.
Yes. Ayan o, oh, sige. Medyo, itaturn na namin sa'yo, Shimi. So, ito na yung inaabangan ng iba kasi lagi naming hina-highlight yung mga tips nyo. Ganyan kami, ano, mapagsamantala kaming mga, ano, interviewer. Nangihingi talaga kami ng tips. So, ayan, si Shimi mag-share sa atin ng mga email marketing tips for product launches. Tama ba?
Yes.
So, sige, take it away, Shimi.
Ayan po. So, for product launches, it's very important first to know your audience. Kasi it all starts with the research, market research. You cannot create a good copy without knowing your audience, where they are right now, what are their problems, the pain that you can solve. Kasi sabi natin, madali nilang hindi naman ganun kadali gumawa ng email sequence or email copy. Pero if you don't have research, it's parang sinasabi natin impossible na to do that task. So start with the research, know your audience, and then validate your offer. If you are going to launch something, just answer this one question. Kailangan ba yan ng audience mo? Bakit? Is that solution of yours answer their or address their needs, their desires, their pain? If yes, validate it. Try mo pre-sell or check mo if people will engage with your offer first, no? And then just connect and be authentic in all your messages. Kasi ang importante, they see your brand. Your brand is more than your logo. Your brand is your identity, your story, your mission, your vision. And you just share that to people. Kasi again, people follow you for what you make them feel, what you make them see. So if you can make them see their future with your offer, nakita nila yung transformation nila from point A to point B. For example, yung offer mo is a music class. And then yung point A nila, hindi sila marunong sa music. And then from your offer, you can help them go to point B, which is parang ano na, aware about music. And then just show them. And then be authentic lagi sa message mo. Emails, it is one of the personalized way of interacting with your audience. So maximize that means. Hindi lang tayo nag-broadcast emails. We want to really connect, interact with your audience. And again, there's a process. There's a customer journey na kailangan mong tandaan na your audience will always be from, again, point A to point B. So, papupuntahin nyo sila dun sa process na yon through that journey. And then, that's why nurturing is very important. Kaya nurture nyo lang sila. Mahirap magbenta ka agad sa mga taong hindi pa aware and can even consider what you offer because they don't know, like, and trust you. Kaya make them aware first, then make them consider that your offer is what they are looking for. Kasi yung mga tao ngayon, ano na sila? Sabi natin savvy, mahilig na magtingin ng reviews, marami ng mahilig mag-compare. Ko-compare ka nila sa competitors mo. So, make sure that you have something that is different or unique about you na possibly your character, your story. So, highlight that. Highlight mo yan. So, pag naglo-launch ka, make sure that they know it. So, once you finally open cart, yung tinatawag doon, yung finally offer it, you offer mo na whatever it is that you're offering, they are ready to get it. Kasi they know that they need it. They know that they want it. They know that you are the right person who will give it the transformation that they desire. So, it is a long process. Yung product launches, hindi siya ganun. 1 week lang, you need to plan it. Maybe a month before or 2 months before. Kasi nga may pre-launch sequence. And yung pre-launch sequence is the one that will frame them, frame their understanding about you and your offer. So yun po ang quick tips. And never discount the fact that your customers, your subscribers, your leads, mga tao din yan. Kaya very, very important yung human-to-human connection, H2H. More than the B2B, B2C, it's the H2H that works nowadays. So that's for product launches. And I think this, yung ibang audience dito are freelancers. So if you're asking if email marketing also works for freelancers, of course, yes. You have an offer that you want to give to your target market or prospects, yung gusto mo maging clients. But again, sabi ko nga may customer journey. You want them to be aware of you and what your offer, and dapat makita nila na yung offer mo will fill the gap, the need that they have sa kanilang business. So you can just attract them, have a lead magnet in place, opt-in nyo sila, tapos once they are inside your email list, you nurture them, send value. Para siyang follow-up eh, follow-up your clients. Pero this case, email, showing you value, case studies, tips, hacks, updates nowadays that are relevant sa niche mo, sa skill mo, and of course, relevant sa kanila. So just do it. Huwag kang magsawang mag-message kasi malay mo yung one message mo sa araw na yon will change their perspective, their view dun sa business nila. At maisip nila, oh, kailangan ko to. Baka yun na lang pala yung kailangan nila kasi nag-bleed na yung neck ng kanilang business. Parang bleeding neck na may grabe, kailangan na nila ng tulong. And then they will just contact you. And that's a hot lead. And you get that from emails. So that's for me yung aking mga tips. Hope may mga natutunan. And then, yun nga. If you have any questions, lagay niyo lang dito sa comments area. And I'll be glad to answer it. Yun po.
Yay! O, talaga nakikinig talaga ako, sis. May follow-up question ako dyan. Paano yung process, sis, Shimi? Kunyari, you're working with a client. Although sa, kunyari sa akin na lang, kunyari na lang. Sa case ko kasi, I'm more into the setting up ng online courses ng client ko. And then, pagdating sa email marketing, paano ba to? Hindi talaga siya, hindi niya na-maximize yung full potential ng email list niya. Like, magpaparamdam lang siya kung kailan yung launch na. So parang feeling ko, it's a, di ba parang magpaparamdam ka ng presence mo kung kailan meron ka lang i-offer. So parang feeling ko, nahihirapan lang ako explain eh, na ang need ba niya is to hire an email marketer to do that thing, that task for her? Or ang email marketer ba would be the one to develop the email sequence, or dapat yung voice pa rin ng client ang dapat magano doon, mag-reflect? Yung process, can you share a bit naman dun sa behind the scenes, na yung buwan na ba, parang draft muna ba ni client, o mas nauuna yung draft ng email marketer? Something like that.
I'll answer it one by one po, no? So first, I will ask yung client, why nag-email lang siya during launches? Is it something that hindi siya magaling, or feeling niya burden yung paggagawa ng emails? Is it something that is beyond her, parang sasabi natin, genius zone? Kasi if yes, then tama, it's better to delegate it to somebody who can parang work on it na parang okay lang siya. Kasi yun yung strength niya eh. Delegate it to that person. So first, ask the client. Nahirapan po ba kayong gumawa ng emails? Kaya launches lang kayo gumagawa ng emails, na launch lang kayo nagpaparamdam? If yes, definitely hire an email marketer for that. Kasi yun yung dedicated job for you. Siya na yung bahala mag-offload niyan sa ano mo. And second, if kailangan yung voice mo ba sa email marketer or sa client, of course, it's always about the client's voice. Kasi magugulat yung subscribers, mag-iiba yung types ng email. So it's also part of the responsibility ng, actually, it's email copywriting, email copywriter, yung gumagawa ng text, ang yung message. It's their responsibility then to write with the voice of the client. Parang ikaw ang nagiging parang ghostwriter. Dapat voice ni client yun. Dapat hindi nila makita na ibang writer yun. Kasi syempre magiging off for the audience. Kasi pinalo nila si client possibly with the way he or she speak, na parang speak through written message. So ayun po. And then again, ano lang po to. If you want to delegate it someone na talaga. Kasi if it is a burden, lalo na pag course launches, dami-daming iniisip, may funnels, possibly ads pa yan. And then, isipin mo pa yung onboarding ng students. And if this is something na talagang kailangan ibigay na sa iba, it's very important. And then, kailangan talaga when it comes to launches, talagang 1 month before, nagpa-plano na, may funnel na yan. Kasi nga, yung magiging email sequence, may pre-launch, possibly 2 weeks before, medyo hinahype mo na si audience, niwa-warm mo na sila, nagre-re-engage ka na sa kanila para makita mo kung sino yung active sa list. Kasi possibly, kapag matagal ka nang hindi nag-email sa list mo, marami na dyan inactive. Marami na dyan hindi ka na nila kilala. Baka nga napupunta ka na sa promotional tab nila. It's better to clean it. Or else it will affect yung tatawag na email deliverability. Kapag naapektuhan yun, most likely mapupunta ka na sa spam or promotional folder. Sayang naman. Binabayaran yung email subscribers sa number nila. Di ba? Yes. Sa plan when it comes to autoresponders or email service providers based on sa number of subscribers. So kung yung subscriber na yun, hindi na siya healthy na subscriber, niya tawag na healthy, ibig sabihin, buhay pa na subscriber, baka kasi namimiss na niya yung mga emails mo kasi nga napupunta na sa ibang folder. It's time for you to clean the list. So maraming process. So, yep. It's the job naman of the email marketer, of course, to do both the copywriting, the copy, and then to manage yung email software ni client. Para wala na talagang iisipin si client. Si email marketer na yung magsusulat, siya na rin yung bahalang mag-asigasa ng email service provider. Si client, mag-check na lang ng metrics. Is it okay ba? Nag-open ba sila ng emails? May results ba? May conversions ba? Yun na lang ang iisipin ni client. So, that for me is my take on this.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Kasi yun nga eh, parang minsan dini-DIY nila. yung mga email nila is parang I'm inviting, ganyan lang, inviting na dun sa ano, mismong workshop or whatever. So parang wala man lang, hindi man lang nag-warm up yung nasa email list.
Opo.
Thank you.
Kulang pa po ng copy skill kasi copywriting is the act of persuading them to take action. Kaya kung gusto mong ma-invite sila sa isang masterclass, webinar, or to invite them sa gusto mong mangyari, call to action, kailangan gamitan din ng persuasion skills yun.
Thank you.
Ito, may question ako. Ito yung medyo confused ako. Kung in-nurture mo yung email list, gano'ng kadalas mo sila sisendan ng email?
This is a good question. It actually depends on the quality of the list. So sabihin natin, di ba, may tatlong types of list. May cold, warm, tsaka hot. Ibig sabihin ng cold, yun yung mga talagang hindi pa masyadong aware sa'yo. Bagong pasok lang sa list mo yan. Ang nurturing dyan is definitely longer. And then kung kaya ngang everyday mo silang nurture eh. Para hindi ka nila makalimutan. Kasi they don't know you yet. They need to understand that you exist and you're offering something that is relevant to them. Paulit-ulit lang, parang sabi nga at least you have 7 touch points on an individual para tumatak ka sa kanilang mind. So pag cold leads, mas mahaba ang nurturing process at mas madalas. Kapag warm, aware na sila sa'yo, alam na nila na nag-o-offer ka ng ganito. So pwede sigurong once in a while, parang re-engage lang, give something of value to them, and then parang nudge-nudge nyo lang siya once in a while na, oh, ito, nag-email parang nag-i-email ka something that is relevant for them. Kasi alam na nilang ikaw to eh, value giver ka eh. You stand by your promises. You stand by your values, your story, your brand. Kaya bigay ka lang ng value. And more than giving value, give transformation as well. Kung may quick wins kang pwedeng ibigay, bigay mo lang para tumaas yung credibility mo at authority. So to pwedeng at least 3 times a week or weekly mag-send ka. Yung hot leads, ganun din eh. Kasi hot leads are already your buyers, your customers. So hindi, parang warm leads lang din yan. Parang 3 times a week, pwede na rin. Or weekly. Kasi they know you na rin eh. Kaya nga bumili na sila ng offer mo eh. So kung i-compare yung tatlo, hindi sila masyadong magkakapareho kasi si cold leads, mas mahaba. Yung warm leads, medyo. Tapos yung hot leads, parang once in a while. Kamustahin mo sila. Kasi pwede namang kung students mo na sila, hindi lagi sa email. Baka since paid na sila sa class mo, sa course mo, nakakapag-interact ka sa kanila with the Facebook group, private Facebook group, or messenger. So doon, nakikita ka pa rin naman nila. Pero kapag hindi pa sila buyer, hindi pa sila students or clients, email lang talaga yung point of contact mo with them, messaging them, medyo habaan mo at dalasan compared dun sa buyer na.
Ang galing. Ngayon wala yung nalaman. Galing. Ayan, sige. Mukhang wala namang question pa sa ngayon. Feeling ko may pahabol yan eh. Kasi si Andrew laging nagre-ready to ng question. Busy. May busy ano. Oh. Anyway, ayan. Go na tayo sa ano next round. So, Sis Belle, ikaw na bahala sa next round natin.
Ay, nako. Sobrang exciting to. Ang tawag namin dito, Sis, ano, yung fast Q&A round.
Wow.
Either or, ano lang naman to, question. So, mabilisan ha. Ready ka na,
yes,
Sis?
Po.
Okay. First question, dog or cat?
Dog.
Diet or exercise?
Diet.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Invisibility or super strength?
Super strength.
Ooh. Beach or mountain?
Mountain.
Read or write?
Write.
E-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
E-book.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Yes, appear. Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
What's your, ito hindi to either or, what's your dream, Sis Shimi, when you help?
So my dream now, days na sa vision board ko siya, eh, lagi kong tinitignan once in a while, is to be a TEDx speaker one day. Or at least to be a speaker. Malayo siya, no, sa akin, I'm a copywriter. But I want to do this to, like again, impact people's lives. And if I can do it in my own way, then I will be happy to do so in any platforms like this, no, sa podcast. Or in one day, sa isang stage where people will be listening and I can be sharing God's goodness then in our lives, faithfulness, para din maramdaman din nila yung blessing. And if that message will impact them, then I will be happy to dream about that one day.
Yes, claim mo na yan, sis. We'll pray for that. And
yes,
from that impactful answer, punta tayo sa mas mahirap. What's something you could eat or drink for a week straight except water daw sa rice?
Okay. Except water, I think I love drinking kasi turmeric tea. Yan. So, healthful living. Kasi nga po, taga na rin ako, Benguet. So, doon siya nag-originate eh, yung isang brand, isang turmeric. So, I've been drinking that then, very healthy. And then, food. Kapag food, syempre hindi po yung mga noodles and all. I think bread will do. Bread and tea.
Mabuhay tayo sa bread. Ayan, last but not the least na question, sis. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
What will it be? Sabihin ko lang po, are you proud of me? Kasi with all the choices I've made, with all the dreams that I've parang given away na iniwan ko na just to do this path, that one question I want to ask him one day, siguro during that time na magkita kami, kasi that's a very important question in my life, that every now and then parang iniisip ko sa sarili ko, if I ask that, ano kaya yung sasagot niya? Kasi his answer will be very important, kasi that's my meaning in life, to make him proud of me. Kasi he made me to be who I am. Kaya pag proud siya, I know that that will be the best moment of my life, kasi I can finally say that I have lived my life's purpose.
I know, we are sure, sis, that God is so proud of you. The work that you do, sobrang ano talaga, nakaka-bless talaga siya. So yun, that concludes our past Q&A. Thank you, sis.
Thank you po.
Thank you. Baka meron kang ano gustong i-share or i-promote, para alam ko may podcast ka and may channel ka rin. So feel free to share na ngayon. Yan.
Oh. Yes po. So I also have my podcast. It is Beautiful Mind and Soul Podcast. I have 25 episodes there that you can check. I'm also interviewing people. Yan nga yung mga impact-driven individuals. Gusto ko ma-share din yung message nila with all of you na mga audience din. Now, this kasi mahirap ngayong panahon ngayon. If you just realize na yung mga tao din na nag-succeed sa life, nanggaling din talaga dun sa hirap, struggles, pain, you will realize that you are blessed. Kasi ngayon, during this time, sabi nga nila, you have this platform na you can listen to watch, mga podcast. You can relate to a lot of people and just look for one that will inspire you. Model them. Follow them, but don't be really like them, copy them. You can have your own journey. And for me naman, I am an email marketing specialist. So if you want to know more about copywriting, product launches, email marketing, follow nyo lang po ako sa page ko. Shimi Hapai yung name ng page. And then, yeah, I'm also posting sa aking personal profile, sa LinkedIn. And feel free to message me if you know somebody, course creators, coaches, thought leaders, mga change makers who needs help with their program, mga offer launches, kasi it's very important, again, to have impact to profits. Ayan po.
Ayan. Yung mga links niya naman nandun na sa description, so feel free to check it out. Parang may nakalimutan tayo. Hirit pa eh, no? Ayaw pa tapusin. Sige, eto. One last piece of advice for our aspiring freelancers.
Yes. I've shared it recently sa aking page. This message that success comes by being fair. Which fair means faithful, action taker, intentional, and responsible. Yun lang. That is for me is a simple definition of success. Marami kang pagdadaanan sa life mo. Just stay on the road, be faithful, pray. Kasi nga, God will lead you through the path. Sabi nga, the path, the green fields, may valleys man ngayon sa life mo, darating din yung time that you will succeed in all, parang God's greater glory. So just do it. Huwag mawalan ng pag-asa if you are watching this or listening to this podcast, Freelancing with Faith. Kaya nga may faith, di ba? You do everything with faith in your heart na one day, kahit nasa trials ka ngayon, you will be successful. And possibly, one day, yung story mo din yung masishare sa ganitong platform. And you will be blessed to bless other people. Yun po.
Amen!
Diba? Amen talaga. Sa mga nanonood, if you still have questions, lagay nyo lang sa comment section. I-PM ko na lang yan, Shimi. Sasagot ko na. O kaya siya na mismo yung sasagot dun. So, feel free to comment or ask your questions in the comment section below. And if you've gotten value out of this video, share nyo sa amin yung biggest takeaway nyo during this live session. So, thank you so much, Shimi. Thank you.
Time.
Oh, next time ulit. Abusado lang. Thank you. Bye, everyone. And if you haven't done so, subscribe, like, and for the podcast, don't forget to leave a review and send us your feedback. Connect with you all soon. God bless. Bye.
God bless, po.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Bell's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.